Going to bring the regular city planning board meeting to order. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2017. Lady, please take roll call.
James Morrow.
Here.
Martha Lamparelli.
Present.
Andrew Malcolm.
Here.
Henry Burns.
Here.
Cynthia Schwartz.
Here.
Horace Joya.
Here.
We have quorum.
We have quorum. We had minutes from July 31st, 2017. In your packet, and we'll get an opportunity to review them.
I did.
Your motion. Burns, Lamparelli, all in favor?
Aye.
We're going to move on to our items. First public hearing at 429 Plymouth. Is there someone here on this item? That in advance. 429 Plymouth. All right, we'll push that into advance until a little bit later. You're going to check and see?
429 Plymouth.
Okay, we'll push that into advance. We'll move on to our next public hearing at 2110 Genesee Street. Is there someone here on this side? Please step forward. This public hearing notice of which was duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017 is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal at 2010 Genesee Street, minor subdivision review, and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, section 496-11. State your name and bring us into the project.
Good afternoon. My name is Paulette Combs. I'm the representative for New Hope Baptist Church. Our hopes is to join the two properties that we own, 2090 and 2110 Genesee Street, making 2110 our parking lot. We're waiting. This is our final step before we receive our permit.
Do we get any input from any other city offices on this subdivision?
We have to check and see. So this is next to your
building.
They're just combining two properties.
Yeah.
So Horace asks if there's any input from
other properties that you already own.
Right. So all you got to do is do a deep. But can we get input from any other purposes that they fit into the right of
Yes, we would, but there are none because there's no parcels that there's no other buildings that's combining lots with it, so there's no other concerns that would be raised from fire code or anything like that.
I mean, absent anything like that, I would. Well, you got to close the hearing first.
Okay. Pretty simple. Would they have to come back?
No, this is minor. So this is once this is approved. They can move forward with combining the lots.
Okay, are you finished with your presentation?
Yes, I am.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, motion.
I make a motion.
Okay. All right, state your name, fellas. State your name.
My name is Larry Gottesman. I'm a resident of the Crocker Park neighborhood in North Buffalo. I'm here, and actually, this and four other items that are here for minor subdivision review. There are no documents online provided for any of these applications for public review. So I don't understand how we can have a public hearing on any of these items without the materials having been provided as the public notice so indicated. They said they would be available on a website on the meeting portal, and there's nothing for this item. So I would respectfully request that this be tabled until the proper public documents are supplied. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are they available?
They are. They were associated with the items, but inadvertently not attached to the agenda.
They're not under the meeting portal for this item.
They were submitted properly to the office. They were available in the office. There is no public hearing requirement to have them online.
The public notice states, look at the website for the meeting portal to see the reference documents, and there's none.
There is no requirement to have the public, to have any of the items online. It is not a default of the public notice.
The public notice that was submitted did not say to come to the office. It said to look at this website to see the materials provided. That's the way this has been operating now since the meeting portal's been set up. If you want to claim a different story, then we need to know, the public needs to know where the materials.
Leave it at you.
Thank you.
So the documents are made available in the office. We have an opportunity.
I just came from there, it was not, I don't think there's anything.
All right, if he wants to sue us, let him do it.
We have an opportunity to, at this point right now, to review the minor subdivision. The applicant has indicated what's going to happen. Did you want to add anything as to more detail for the individual that's making a claim that he didn't have an opportunity to review it? Okay. Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, motion to close the hearing.
So moved.
Schwartz, Burns, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion, even with the stipulation that, first of all, that it be approved as presented. It's too inconvenient if that's the rule, that it doesn't have to be there, it doesn't have to be there. We're not going to change the rules. The rules are made to go by.
All right, so let's just make this part of the record. The plans for 2110 Genesee Street were available in the strategic planning office. They were there.
Yeah.
Okay. The public hearing was held today.
Right.
The individual had an opportunity to question at this time. There is a motion on the table.
I'll second.
Burns, Joy, all in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Thank you.
One abstention.
And one abstention. Thank you.
I'm sorry for my ignorance, but can you tell me what happens now?
You can. Why don't
you please step up? Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go back to 429 Plymouth Avenue. Is there someone here on this side? Okay, we'll keep it into abeyance. Move on to 212 Holden Street. Is there someone here on this side? Please step forward. This public hearing notice of which was duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal at 212 Holden Street. It's being conducted by the City Planning Board for minor subdivision review and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, Section 496-11. Please state your name and tell us about your project.
Ormond Mansouri, merging 206 to 212 Holden Avenue together as one parcel, versus the two parcels that they are currently.
So just for clarity, we're looking at the two that are basically parking lots right now?
No, we are looking at one which just shows to the south of the 212.
Right in front of the Dollar General.
This is Dollar General, this parcel.
That parcel here. This parcel here. The green.
So the open area?
Correct.
So there are two separate parcels, you're going to combine them into one?
Correct.
You know what kind of development you're going to be doing?
At this point, we are open. We are not having any plan for right now.
It's all commercial.
On that side.
Yeah, I mean, it does look out on the kind of village.
We have
Holden, but
we have the major development at Central Park and. I think there's another one, Elam's coming in with the project too, so it's within residential there. Okay, are you finished with your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item?
Larry Gottesman for Clarker Park Neighborhood. I'm here on a similar issue, but not only are these materials not made available as per described under the current zoning code, green code, which by the way makes no reference to them being held in the planning board office. It simply says the date and the location that is mentioned in the public hearing notice, which references the meeting portal.
But it doesn't specifically say that they are made available at that portal. It references information, but it doesn't say it's specifically there. Okay, so is there any discussion regarding the information that the applicant just talked about, combining two parcels? Do you have any?
I'll only supplement. I have no comment on the actual project since there's no materials I was able to review ahead of time. Also, there's no application for minor subdivision approvals. Well, I've just been informed there's actually no application, even though the green code requires that there be an application completed and filled out. I was just told before getting here by the planning department that there are no such application for any minor site plan applications. So I don't understand how we can process any of these without an application and have them filled or made available.
Okay, so we're holding a public hearing on 212 Holden Street, a minor subdivision review to combine two parcels. Do you have any concerns regarding the combining of those two parcels?
Yes. I'm, without the provided materials, I do have concerns. I've voiced them already, which is not adequate public notice. There's no application on file for this. I don't see how this board can even consider this. I don't understand what materials you would have to even be able to review it. And there are criteria, whether there have to be findings, or I think there are six legal findings that need to be made for a minor or major, or for a site plan, a subdivision approval. And I've not heard the board address any of those criteria.
Okay, so for 212 Holden Street, I'll repeat it again. There's a minor subdivision review. We're combining two parcels. Do you have any comments regarding that? Administratively, process-wise, thank you for your comments.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, motion to close the hearing. Matt Borelli, Schwartz, all in favor?
Aye. Mr. Mansouri, this does not involve any change in zoning, correct? This is just the combination of the two sites?
No.
I move that we approve as presented.
Schwartz, Lamparelli, all in favor?
Aye.
I do abstain.
And one abstention from Mr. Joy. Thank you. Okay, we're going to, is anyone here?
No, no one's coming.
No one's coming?
No one's coming.
Do you want
to? I move to table.
Joya?
Second.
I'll come all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're going to move on to our next. What is it?
79 Perry.
Okay. Next public hearing at 79 Perry Street. Is there someone here on this item? Please step forward. This public hearing notice of which was duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal at 79 Perry Street for minor subdivision review and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, Section 496-11. Please state your name and bring us into your project.
Andrea Gervais of Hodgson Russ on behalf of Illinois Perry LLC.
And Paul Lang with Cummings Wood Morse.
We're requesting to consolidate both 79 Perry and 55 Illinois, which are adjacent parcels that our client acquired last year in 2016.
Okay.
This project was previously Paul Lang with Carmina Wood Morris, the architects for the project. This project was previously presented and approved at to the board, I believe, in July? July, maybe a couple months ago. This is going through the Green Code review process. the two parcels, it triggered that the two parcels be combined to be able to move the permitting process forward, so it's reappearing here today.
It's the Labette Blue.
Right here on the corner.
Yes.
The Labette Blue offices.
I got, yeah.
Restaurant.
Restaurant, the whole.
Jog my memory.
Okay.
Beer will do it every time.
Are there any zoning changes required?
No.
Okay. Are you finished with your presentation?
Yes.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Please step forward. Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
Larry Gottesman, Carter Park. I'm here to bring up that there are no materials provided to the public in the place that the public notice said that there would be, and there's no application on file for any kind of minor site plan reviews. So I would suggest, I would request that this board do not consider this until all the appropriate materials are made available to the public, until all the proper applications have been completed and put on file, whether they be in the office or in the meeting portal.
Okay. Did you hear the applicant? Were you clear on what the applicant had stated part of their presentation?
I prefer to read my items rather than just hear oral presentations. I would expect you guys as well.
The question is, did you understand what the applicant had said during their presentation?
No.
You didn't understand?
No.
Okay, I'll repeat it. They're combining two parcels into one.
I would question, how does this fit under the supposed criteria that are outlined under the Green Code, at least five of which I've not heard this board discuss, comprehensive plan or any of the various aspects that are required for approval to be able to include any kind of a major or minor site plan application. So whether I understand it or not is immaterial when these other issues have not been complied with. I mean, you're not following what the actual Green Code, what the zoning code requires.
So we had a minor subdivision review. The applicant stated they're combining two parcels. It's pretty straightforward.
But there are specific criteria that need to be met.
There are administrative concerns that you have.
No, these aren't administrative. These have to do with whether or not it's appropriate for the neighborhood when you look at the comprehensive plan. These are all up for discussion amongst the public.
The site plan was already.
It's not the site plan. This is for the purposes of the minor and or major site plan.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item?
I'll make a motion.
Hold on. We got to close the hearing.
I'll make a motion.
Henry, we got to close.
Because the Bills won their first game. Mr. Pegula does everything correct.
You thought about this last night.
Every way you use that line.
I have to say this.
Part of the agenda.
I'll move to close the hearing.
I second.
Thank you, Henry.
Yeah.
Joya Lamparelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Move on to the item.
Can you point out how many Notre Dame lost?
So Henry has a motion on the table.
I'll second.
Burns, Joy, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to our next item at 1764 Hurdle Avenue. Is there someone here on this item? Please state your name and tell us about your project.
Good afternoon. Corey Auerbach from the law firm of Barclay Damon on behalf of the petitioner. We're here seeking your approval today as the culmination of a arduous and long development approval process for the new Dashes Market in North Buffalo. We've been before this body at least two times. We've been before the Zoning Board of Appeals. And to my shock and delight, we even obtained an approval from the Preservation Board for our demolition, which is somewhat unusual. We're here seeking your approval to combine nine parcels that comprise the development site. There are four buildings, a single family home on Starin, a commercial building on the northeast corner of Starin and Hurdle, a single family home that's been converted to a chiropractor's office, and then of course the existing Dashes Market. Although there are four principal buildings, there are technically nine parcels. The commercial building at the corner on the tax maps is about five parcels. So we're here seeking your approval pursuant to the new Green Code requirements for parcel combination under major subdivision, which includes a public hearing. and we're here to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one correction, it's a minor subdivision, not a major.
Thank you, minor subdivision.
And can I just follow up with, you could obtain a variance for the exceed, if you could say that word for me.
Sure. There's a requirement in the code that has a maximum lot width requirement. We did obtain a variance from that requirement from the zoning board.
Which is how this, yes, which is how this is before you with that variance already obtained.
And could you clearly state the number of parcels that are being combined?
Yes, there are 9 parcels that will be combined. We have provided you with a form of deed to effectuate the parcel combination, as well as a map demonstrating the combined parcel. I've also included a statutory analysis pursuant to the requirements in the Green Code, so I won't go over them now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone to be heard on this item? Please step forward and state your name.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Corey.
Jim Rosinski, University District. I sent a letter earlier today requesting that this public hearing be canceled. Once again, the application does not appear to be complete, and I refer to section 496, 11.5.8 submittals, preliminary plat submittals. This applicant has proposed building not only on these 9 parcels, but on 2,000 square feet of Hurdle Avenue right-of-way, and looking at the plans that were submitted, there is no inclusion of this right-of-way parcel. Also, that would have to also be included in that. Also, seeing as this is a right-of-way and if it is included, it would require a zoning map amendment before it subdivision approval is granted. Now, if I'm in error, something that I didn't cover there, also, under approval standards, 496.11.5.9, C, the subdivision is consistent with the spirit and intent of this ordinance and a comprehensive plan. D, the lots on the plat will conform with the standards of this ordinance. Well, this project, even though it's gone through the zoning board and the planning board, still is in violation of 496.7.1.5.B parking lot perimeter, where any parking lot is located within 50 feet of and visible from a public right-of-way other than an alley, the parking lot must be screened by a type D buffer yard designed for section 7.1.6. And to follow up number 2 of this, a buffer yard must be located within the outer perimeter of the lot parallel to and extending to the applicable lot line. A buffer yard may not be located within the adjacent right-of-way. This has not gone before the planning board. It is not included in the list of variances that were done. There are others, but I won't get into them now. This is a huge one here. Now, for other issues, with criteria, by giving away this right-of-way, you have a front yard line going down Hurdle where you can stand and you can look at the front of all the buildings. By allowing this right-of-way, this building now cuts off that entire visual right-of-way and sight line. I only have one other question or one other comment. This is the house for Mr. and Mrs. Glover live on Starin Avenue. I don't believe anybody has really spoken to them about what's going to be running along their driveway, a 37-foot wall. And I'll conclude with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? State your name.
Yes, Larry Gottesman, Crocker Park neighborhood, which is correctly opposite Dash's. And this is right in my, within 2 blocks of where I live. I will allow that this was the exception to the minor subdivision applications. There were materials provided online for this particular application. There's still no application available. And I want to reinforce Mr. Rozanski's statement, is that absent the inclusion of the city right-of-way purchase, which we assume is purchased, it was approved, this is not a complete plat. It is one of the parcels. And this is, again, an indicator of some of the lack of analysis that's being done on these applications for their completeness. And it's unfortunate that this is not being caught, but I guess these are new procedures perhaps, and it's understandable, but I don't think we should allow these to be heard or proceeded unless they are truly complete applications. The additional problem with this one is that since it's a piece of right-of-way, it has no zoning status. So therefore, we'd need a zoning map amendment to be able to change it to the correct zoning, because you can't aggregate a minor subdivision unless all of them have the same zoning conditions, is my understanding. They all should have prior have had their zonings changed to match so that they can be properly aggregated. I don't think you can have a single parcel with multiple zoning statuses. So I think this is really egregious enough to postpone this or cancel this hearing and get the proper things in line with this. I would also argue that even if all of the dots were in a row, were lined up for this, that this is a huge abrogation of the comprehensive plan. The amalgamation of these lots was not done with any real planning process or thought other than by the developer. This is not something that the city endorsed. This is a residential neighborhood, one of the strictly zoned residential neighborhoods. To all of a sudden have a developer buy up lots individually, which, by the way, no one was not done under the developer's name, was done under a separate LLC. So for ultimately, I think, 7 to 8 years, parcels were quietly acquired and aggregated, save for one, which was the one that couldn't, allow it to proceed.
Right, so
that this does not fit into the comprehensive plan.
Okay. All right, so we have to stick to the task. Stick to what our board is tasked with.
One of your criteria is to evaluate how this fits in with the comprehensive plan for this, for subdivision approval. It's in the green code. I can cite you the section if I need to.
Right.
So that's the task.
You mentioned some other things, but we're not going to get into that.
Okay.
Are you finished?
That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, motion to close the hearing.
Can we just ask if the judge is after the closing here, but Corey to respond to the zoning?
I can respond to the zoning.
Okay. We're not going to do it before.
All right. We can do it before. Yep.
So right-of-ways do have zoning in the code. I don't remember where. Any right-of-way that isn't zoned, it has the zoning of the adjacent property line until the center line of that parcel, and the attorneys in the room are all nodding at me. It's very scary. So the right-of-way does act, right-of-ways do have zoning. However, the right-of-way of that acquisition is not in front of us at this time.
And to Mr. Rozanski's point about a required variance that was not obtained, we thoroughly reviewed the requirements with the administrator and coming to the determination as to the required variances, and I can assure you that all the required variances have been obtained for this
and
project.
Site plan, a variance required for a site plan is separate than any issues before you with the subdivision approved. So he's saying that something was missed on the site plan, which is a separate issue than if a variance had been missed for the subdivision.
Okay.
Were there other issues?
Any other concerns?
No, given the level of scrutiny this project has had through both zoning and planning, I have no concerns whatsoever about the information that we have before us.
Okay.
I'll move
motion
to close
the hearing. Joel and Apparelli, all in favor?
Aye.
Move on to the item.
Move that we approve.
I'll second.
Works, welcome, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Move on to our next public hearing at 62 Little Field.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, 429 is here.
Oh, okay, oh. We'll come back.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
So Corey's at the microphone.
Yes, Corey's
then,
back.
Is that 420?
Yeah,
62?
No, 429
is
show
here.
Up, but Corey's here for 62 Little
okay.
Field as well. And he's got three in a row.
Okay, so why don't we continue to 62 Little Field Street? Please stand there. Thank you.
Sure. Corey Auerbach from the Law Firm of Parkland.
Let him go first.
This public hearing notice of which is duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal at 62 Littlefield Street for minor subdivision review and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, Section 496-11. Please state your name and bring us into the project.
Corey Auerbach from the law firm of Barkley Damon on behalf of the property owner. This was a recently acquired parcel, single-family home. As a contingency of the mortgage, there was money held back in escrow requiring the combination of these parcels. It is a single-family home along Littlefield with two smaller parcels to the rear along Wisconsin. And as you can see from your aerial, Wisconsin, although it is a street, really is more similar to an alley. It is only garages that are on Wisconsin. The homes on either side backing up to Wisconsin each have their garages in the rear yard. So there are, most of the homes in the area have these separate small parcels along Wisconsin. There were a few property owners that combined their parcels, one to the north and one to the south. We provided an analysis pursuant to the statutory criteria, and we're here to answer any questions that you may have.
Wisconsin was known as formerly Claremont?
Yes, that's Wisconsin. The survey says formerly Claremont.
So this will kind of just clean it up, combine the parcels together, attach the backyard to the single family home, which it is accessory to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Please step forward and state your name.
Larry Gosman here. I'm here to raise my objection to the fact that there's no material provided to the public ahead of time on this project, and they were not made available online, as per the public hearing notice so provided.
Thanks, Larry. Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, motion to close the hearing.
I'm moving.
Joy and Lamparelli, all in favor? Move on to the item.
Motion to approve.
Lamparelli, Schwartz, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to continue?
Yeah. We'll move on to our next public hearing at 100 Forest Avenue, a modification of a previously approved site plan to allow a one-story clubhouse. This public hearing, notice of which was duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal for a site plan at 100 Forest Avenue for the modification of a previously approved site plan to allow a one-story clubhouse and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, Section 496-11. Please state your name. Bring us into the project.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Corey Auerbach from Barkley Damon on behalf of Buffalo State Ventures. This is the Monarch 716 student housing development on 100 Forest, formerly known as 100 on Forest, formerly known as the Grove at Buffalo. To many of you, you've seen this come through several times for site plan approval and site plan modifications. We're here today, admittedly, somewhat hat in hand. As part of the development process, the developer, in conjunction with his design professionals, elected to downsize the clubhouse portion of the building, which I note is interior to the site, surrounded by the student housing buildings on the exterior. This was approved by this body with a notation on the site plan indicating two-story clubhouse. That was the extent of the review by the planning board previously, was basically the notation on the plan. It was determined as not only a cost-saving measure, but also one of economy, that there was no use for the second floor of the clubhouse building. All of the amenities could be accommodated on the first floor, so they made a design engineering determination to, in the exact same footprint of the approved plan, construct a one-story building instead of a two-story building. Construction drawings were in fact submitted to the city's office of permits, and it was an initial thought that the modification could be made as part of the building permit process. It was later determined that because this project was approved under the former code, the green code required us to come here for a site plan approval. So we have provided you with an architectural elevation of the building, which has already been constructed. I'm sure many of you have driven in as part of your due diligence and actually seen the building, which is in my view, an attractive building. It is also, again, interior to the site. So we are here seeking your approval for a modification from basically one word on our plan, which formerly said two-story, it will now say one-story, and the building has been constructed in strict compliance with the architectural elevations that we provided. So recognizing that this may not have been done in the linear fashion that it was supposed to be, we are nevertheless here seeking your approval today to facilitate issuance of the certificate of occupancy for this building, which serves as the central hub for the leasing and other activities for the development.
Okay, could you just clarify one thing for me?
Yes.
And that is, under the plans under the two story, would you have seen from outside a true second story?
Probably not, because it is interior to the buildings. It is in the central part of the site. It's unlikely that anyone would be able to observe the building from outside of the perimeter. Certainly once you got into the site, it's quite visible. It's sort of the center of the development. But I do not believe anyone would have seen it in any appreciable way in light of the multi-story housing buildings that surround the perimeter of the complex.
Okay.
Can you clarify for me, how many stories does it exists now?
It was built as a one-story building, so it's a single-story building with a sort of residential roof line. We were approved for a two-story building. We made it smaller and built a one-story building.
And it's up now?
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you finished with your appointment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Please step forward and state your name.
Larry Gottesman, Crockett Park neighborhood. I appreciate hearing some of the additional details from counsel here, although I didn't find his hat, so I wanted to see it in his hand, but he didn't have a hat today. But, that aside, there is, I'm a little concerned when this board approves, and I guess you would share that concern, and then something is built contrary to what you folks approved. And I'm not quite clear on how the city would allow this to progress this far till the building's ultimate completion without any interruption in the process, so that this board could have actually weighed in. I guess the explanation is that it was initially agreed that it was allowed through a modification, but then that was challenged because this is being now processed under a different code structure. So I would just supplement that I was interested in trying to compare what this would have looked like compared to the original plans. They're not available online. They're not available in the office, as far as I can see. All I can see were the plans for the one-story building. I raise another concern is that...
Did you check the office to see if they were available?
Yes, I just looked. They're not there.
So you...
This was approved 2 years ago, I believe.
But you've made a conscious effort in this particular case to check the office.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So there's no way to compare to see what we're comparing to. Similarly, and I don't know if it applies to here, I don't know if the original plans showed what was supposed to be in the second floor and what issues were before this board 2 years ago. I can't even find the minutes from that meeting either. The archives of these prior to the new meeting portal have been removed from the city website. So there's no way for us to go back a year or much beyond a year to look up past meetings. So this is unfortunate. Preservation Board has kept their archive minutes. I don't know why the other two boards have deemed not to do that. But that be as it may, I'm concerned that we've had other projects come before this board where we don't see what will be built on those floors. And so now, if we have a situation where applicants can submit site plans that don't detail what the floor plans are, particularly for apartments, we don't know then what's being removed or what will or won't be built. So I don't know how similarly nebulous this proposal was originally submitted to here. The last concern I have is that project we just discussed on Hurdle Avenue, I'm concerned now that there was some concern voiced in that approval process that there may not be intentions to build the second floor of the Hurdle Dashes.
Okay, wait.
That's a totally separate
issue. May I finish, please?
Totally.
All right,
here's something.
There's got to be some common sense, just a little bit.
It simply addresses the issue that if something doesn't get built according to what was proposed, then there's a serious credibility issue at stake. That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else to be heard on this side? Hearing none, motion to close the hearing.
Second.
Schwartz, Lamparello, all in favor?
Go ahead.
this is.
This is a hearing.
Yes. So we just went right to the hearing for you, Horace. didn't wait for you to ask if it was substantial.
On this one, I do share many of Larry's concerns. Needless to say, this was a detailed application. I think we make it abundantly clear to applicants that what we approve is what we expect to be built, right down to the color. I also don't disagree that it's interior to this project. It's not as though it has a major impact on the residential neighborhood or the streetscape, but the omission of making what really is a major change to this site plan and the applicant not coming back to City Hall to clarify what has to be done is concerning.
I agree, and just to your point, this developer has committed to building what you approved as far as architectural renderings and colors and designs. In fact, you may remember we came back to do a very minor modification to change some building materials and the color of some windows, and we wanted to make sure that we had transparency with that. This is not the case. This was not done properly, so I admit that at the front. But this is not the case of simply doing something without any city involvement. And what I mean by that is we did submit revised construction drawings to the city, and inspections were done throughout the process by the permit office. The part that was missed was coming before this body and having the change authorized. So I appreciate your comments, and we apologize for that.
Well, I think before us, whether or not we approve it or disapprove it, regardless of whether or not it's built, we just look at whether or not we would approve the revision.
Right. And in this case,
if we don't approve it, it's to build, then it's someone else's.
But in this case, I have no doubt that we collectively would have given a positive nod to this one, but there's a procedural thing here that is of concern, and some of it is the internal communication in City Hall as well. Having said that, I move that we approve the modification to say.
I'll second the approval.
She said it so eloquently.
Okay.
I'll second the approval. I mean, it's not right, but I don't know what we do. If that's our board, someone else maybe in the city can do something.
As you said,
I think it's just up to us to whether or not what we think of the revision.
And I just think the developer needs to be kept on notice that if he's doing any more projects.
I think we should make it clear that we're not approving it because they've already done it.
Right.
We're approving it because we think it should be approved.
So if let's just say that it came back in the correct manner. He said, I'm reducing the size of this building. I'm sure, at least from my perspective, the board would say, fine. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. With that being said, we have a motion on the table. Swartz, Joya, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay.
Then can we go back to?
We're going to pull it out.
Can we make a motion?
Yes. A motion to pull 429.
To
pull
it off the table.
Because
it was
been tabled.
It was tabled.
Right. To reopen
429
Clement.
So
moved. Swartz, Ivorelli, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Is there someone here for 429 Clement Avenue? Please step forward. This public hearing, notice of which was duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board. To consider the proposal at 429 Clement for minor subdivision review and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, section 496-11. Please state your name and bring us into the project.
Hi, my name is Marjorie McAllister. I'm project manager for Buffalo Neighborhood Stabilization Company. This is the School 77 project. The site plan was approved back in 2015 and has not changed. It included combining adjacent lots of 429 Plymouth with 378 Normal. We have our building permit. We are 30% complete construction. The work that would be on this site, which you can see on the left corner, would be a playground and a small gazebo for the use of the tenants of the building. This is a 30-unit residential unit, and the first floor is mixed-use commercial space.
What was originally planned for this place?
For the lot that we're trying to combine, it was always a playground.
And so So you're not changing the site plan?
No, not at all.
Just the combination at this point.
It's strictly the requirement to combine the parcels.
Yes.
Okay. Are you finished with your presentation?
I am.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Please step forward and state your name.
Last time you'll be seeing me, I think, today. Once again, same objections. Larry Donaldson, Crocker Park neighborhood. Again, I know nothing about this project other than there's a process issue at stake here. There are no plans made available.
Hold on, Larry. Let me just say one thing, all right? We hold a public hearing so everyone can weigh in. She just gave a presentation along with this board and myself. So did you not hear the presentation?
I heard the presentation.
Thank you. You can continue.
Okay, thank you. These materials not provided, and for those who can't come to the public hearing, they would similarly not be able to comment effectively because the material is not provided online. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, close the hearing. Joya Lamparelli, all in favor?
Well, and I think it's important to state on the record that, again, this is a project that went through planning board, it had a public hearing, nothing is changing on the approved and reviewed site plan other than the consolidation.
Right, that's all it is.
Okay.
To approve.
Joya Lamparelli, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to our next public hearing. Where are we at? 1115 Main Street. Who I have right here. Please step forward. Thank you. This public hearing notice of which is newly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017 is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal for a site plan at 1115 Main Street for the renovation of an existing structure to mixed use and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, section 496-11. Please state your name and bring us into the project.
Jeremy Wassel, Oak Development. Allocate Development, 295 Main Street, Suite 210. Come here today to present to you the second phase of our project at Main Street in St. Paul. Phase 1A was the six-story, 167,000 square feet building at 1091 Main, which is medical office space. It was approved by the planning board back in February 2017, and we plan to commence construction within the next 30 to 45 days. So this is phase 1B of our project here. It's the adaptive reuse of the former Our Lady of Lourdes Church at 1115 Main Street. It was constructed in 1898 and is located in the southeast corner of Old Best and Main Street. We are proposing to add two additional floors in the open cathedral nave for an additional 15,000 to 16,000 square feet. In total, the building will be three stories, 32,000 gross square feet, with retail and restaurant on the first floor, commercial office on the second, and residential apartments on the third. There will be no major exterior changes to the building. It will fix up the existing sandstone, stone trim, wood trim, copper roof flashings as required. And we'll be replacing all the windows with historically accurate windows. Thirdly, we'll be installing a new shingled roof with new carriage-style lighting fixtures that are historically accurate as well. And we'll be adding five new skylights in the roof for additional natural light into the residential apartments. And lastly, we made some minor changes to the winter garden we were proposing between the two buildings. We scaled back the actual winter garden. Now it's not fully enclosed like previously before. Okay, it's still, interior connection is still there from both buildings, but this is now mostly an outdoor cafe.
And the materials that you're showing, the fencing, the archway, etc.?
We are still determining exactly what they'll be, but they'll be a decorative fence.
So it would seem as though you should segregate the change in the winter garden from your approval today for the radio boards project, since you're not ready to actually do design modification on that, correct?
No, we wish to have it part of this approval.
Okay, maybe it wasn't clear.
Okay.
Ms. Swartz asked you the materials.
That's it.
You don't know what the materials are, so it's
okay.
You can't approve something if we don't know what it's going to be made out of.
I understand.
All right. Are you finished with your presentation?
Yes, I am.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing the motion to close the hearing. Member Elliott Swartz, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The exterior, I see that there's some roofing work being done currently on the building.
Not to my knowledge.
This is Our Lady of Lourdes, right?
There's a scaffold up there.
I didn't
say anything
going on. No, I was just asking a question. So are there any other exterior work that's being done? Window treatments?
Yeah, there'll be all the window treatments that are currently existing are just going to be repaired if needed.
There are
no new openings.
If you look at the elevations, that's the window pattern.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just installing new windows into the existing openings.
So it'll be historically.
Yes.
Because there are no windows.
There are no windows.
Yes.
So is SHPO involved in the church renovation at all?
No, it is not.
But it's gone through preservation board.
No, it is not. This is there's. It's not a local or national landmark. So
I think given that, I know you're saying historically accurate, but can you tell us, are the windows wooden, aluminum slab? And obviously on the major openings where there was once stained glass, I assume this is all clear glass?
Yes, it's all going to be clear glass, clear glaze finish.
It looks like there's no aluminum slab with the exterior finish. Padmore, pre colored finish, white.
I don't think you're saying that loud enough for anyone but you to hear this.
Oh, really? I'm reading the it's over here that it's the new aluminum clad wood windows with the exterior finish. And then interior would be wood pine.
It's the exterior finish schedule on A202.
I'm sorry.
And then the exterior is just pointed and cleaning?
Yes.
So the new roof shingles are going to match existing or?
Slate.
It says shingles.
It's an asphalt product.
Yes, it's asphalt.
Project this size, we would see what the shingle selection was. We would see color, we would see if these are, you know, the new slate look, artificial slate.
Okay.
So I think what we're struggling with is we've got your elevations, but we're searching for more of the detail related to some of the exterior finish. So here it says new roofs, shingles, slate look. So these are the synthetic slates that are going.
Yes, I heard you said that.
Mm-hmm.
alternate number three for the blue clad windows, what, if that's not accepted, what would be in its place?
We have not discussed that yet. We're looking into the possible first original choice still. We're trying to get as close as ECK as they are historically correct.
It says alternate number three, but there is no other alternate presented on the finished schedule. But those are for separate aspects. They're for the storefronts.
Well, I mean, so alternate number three speaks to a change to a base. So it's either you're going to leave the existing windows in, and if the budget will allow you, typically, you would change them to get, you know.
There's no windows.
There's no windows.
There's no windows. It's currently wide open. Yeah. So I promise they're not keeping those. Too late.
So would it be inconvenient to bring the materials you're going to use, show them to some of those?
Our architect didn't have them on hand for the meeting today.
I'm sorry?
Our architect didn't have them on hand for me to bring them in.
Thank you.
If it's not SHPO, I mean, we don't have SHPO involved. I think if they brought to planning board, just as far as...
Any condition of changes to the windows or materials or materials.
If they find as they're going through or with the contractor or architect that there needs to be changes, then they should bring it back to planning board as a change.
Yes, I agree.
So you're building around the church a little bit. Is the other church the first church going to stand just the way it is? There's a distance between what you're proposing and what exists. Is that right?
No.
This is the church.
So everything around it will be demolished, Henry, in preparation for the new building. So they're just going to repair the outside where needed, replace the windows because there aren't any.
So we have renovation of the church, pretty much complete renovation. Right. But we have a water garden.
I think whatever action we take on the church today has to be exclusive of the winter garden. That's a significant enough change to the original approved site plan, but I think we need to see what's actually being.
I mean, it was a glass atrium, fully enclosed. But was that part of?
It was part of the other plan.
It was part of 1091.
So I think we need to review this, excluding the winter garden. I mean, what's schematically proposed there is attractive, but obviously we need to go back to the site plan
of the previous
or the other project
and
do it as part of that.
So this
can we table get that done?
Or you
can
we can forward
the church with the exclusion of the winter garden and have them come back.
With a modification of the previously approved site.
Right, of the previously approved, of kind of the new building.
Okay.
Okay, and then just bring that back with the materials, samples of materials of the new winter garden. Right.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, are there, okay. We didn't close the hearing.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Are there any concerns? Any other concerns? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I motion to.
There's a neg deck. How do we handle that? Do we have to, the neg deck
contemplates?
No, it does not contemplate the garden.
Okay.
I'll move to accept the neg deck.
Joya, Camprella, all in favor?
Aye.
Move on to the item.
I motion to approve the item. With the exception of the winter garden that will be brought back for a site plan modification with the previous project, 1091.
So we're going to exclude it?
We're excluding it.
Correct.
With the,
from this?
Yeah, excluding the winter garden, change to the winter garden.
And would you add the condition that any changes to materials
be brought to planning board staff? And if need be, then we.
If it triggers
a new hearing,
We would have to.
Okay.
That's my motion. Very long-winded.
Second. Schwartz, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Move on to our next public hearing at 565 Abbott. Is there someone here on this side? Please step forward. This public hearing, notice of which was duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal for a site plan at 565 Abbott Road for 8,100 square foot addition to the hospital and to determine whether the proposal meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code, Section 496-11. Please state your name and tell us about the project.
My name is Wesley Voigt with Schiff Lucas Architects. I'm here with Janet Fallhaber and Dan Janik from Catholic Health Facilities Planning. Mercy Hospital of Buffalo on Abbott Road. We're proposing a small two-story addition on the southeast side behind the emergency department addition and adjacent to the eight-story main building. This is an 8,100 square foot addition. First floor will be an MRI suite. The second floor will be administrative spaces, offices, and conference rooms. The existing hospital is not designed to support the weight. Designed to support the weight of the 16,000 pound magnet that the new MRI has. So we need to build a new building for it.
How many stories is the building that it's connected to already? Eight?
This is eight.
And you're building a two-story next to it?
Correct. This one here is two, but it has a three-story portion here with the helipad for the helicopters. About 250 feet to the north is...
You can stay close to the microphone.
I'm sorry.
You can take it down.
Yeah, you can take it
out. It's a mic. Oh, gotcha. Thank you. 250 feet to the north is Casanova Park, which is an Olmsted Conservancy Park. And about 200 feet to the south is Trocare College. This will screen the neighbors and all the residences up Choate Street from the addition. Excuse me. Existing on this portion of the site, we have a small one-story building that we're demolishing. This was for a prior mobile MRI trailer that used to park right here. We'll be taking that down. Other than that, the only thing we're disturbing is two existing parking spots, which are for the undertaker, and we're going to reconstitute those in the new plan. The facade of the addition will be modular brick to match the existing building, and aluminum framed glazing, which will match the ED addition from 2010. Pass off to Janet.
As part of this proposal for the city, we met with the Block Club last Wednesday evening. Chris Scanlon sent his regards. He was not able to attend, but he was aware of the meeting and invited, as well as the neighbors. The general reaction we had was that they felt it was not really an impact in the neighborhood because it is shielded by Trocare College and it's on the Choate Street side. Really, we're facing the Mercy Center and the Sisters of Mercy, who we have still a very, even though they are no longer involved in the hospital, have a great relationship with. Other things, the MRI, the reason we're adding a second MRI, this is going to be basically for inpatient services only at this time. This is not going to be additional traffic to the hospital. Because we are a designated stroke center, if a stroke patient comes in, and if an MRI is ordered for them, they bump who's ever on the schedule. Therefore, between our stroke work that we're doing in the hospital, as well as just the amount of inpatient MRIs that are ordered, they are very often waking patients 2, 3 a.m. in the morning to bring them down for MRIs because of the backlog. Our current MRI cannot keep up with the demand of what the hospital needs. Also, this is upgrading to a 3.0 Tesla magnet, which is a higher imaging resolution than a 1.5, which is our existing. So it's also expanding the capabilities, the diagnostic capabilities of our program.
Okay.
Questions?
Are you finished with your presentation?
Yes.
Is there anyone else to be heard on this item? Hearing none, motion to close the hearing. Lamprey, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Will you see, what part of this new building will you see? Just from the Choate side?
Correct.
What's on that side? Is that the church?
The Sisters of Mercy, the mother house.
Residences.
Should be blocked to two-story with a three-story addition on this side, eight-story on this side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have already worked with Mercy Flight. We do not affect their flight patterns in and out, so we stay clear of their flight patterns for the helipad.
Is this replacing the existing MRI, or is it going to work in
conjunction? It's an addition.
I'm ready.
There is a neg deck.
Does anyone else want it? Right. I'll move to accept the neg deck.
So, Lamprey, all in favor? Move on to the item.
Second.
Schwartz, Lamprey, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to our next public hearing. 695 Genesee Street, construction of a multi-family housing and 16 townhomes. This public hearing notice of which is duly published in the Buffalo News on Thursday, August 31st, 2017, is being conducted by the City Planning Board to consider the proposal for a site plan at 695 Genesee Street for the construction of a multi-family housing and 16 townhomes, and to determine whether the proposed plan meets the approval standards of the Buffalo Code Section 496-11. Please state your name and bring us into the project.
Good evening, Philip Snyder, Steele and Snyder Architecture, and I'm joined by Pastor Jones of Mount Aaron, Elliot Reed of Regen, and James Giannetti of Regen, as well as an engineer from Trado, Andy Marino. The project before you tonight is actually a development of 19 vacant parcels located on Genesee Street, about a mile and a quarter from the city center. And on that site, we're proposing a 50-unit apartment building for seniors, as well as 16 townhomes for families. I'm going to let the pastor give you an overview of his vision for the neighborhood and the site.
Good evening. How you doing, Pastor Jones? I'm back again from the planning board. I was before you about a year ago. We built the Mount Aaron Manors, which was 10 units. That was a great success on Genesee next to the Mount Aaron Baptist Church. So we have Mount Aaron Manor, which we have a waiting list over 200, and we just built 10 units. I pastor Mount Aaron Baptist Church. Our church averages over 300 members per Sunday. The cry of the people is that they're looking for affordable, safe, clean housing. We had a community meeting. The church was packed. They said, Pastor, we need affordable, safe, clean housing. So we came up with the plan of the Mount Aaron Village, which is a three-story building plus townhouses. This is what the community asks for. This is what the community wishes. We had standing room only, and the community was in favor of this project. I come before you telling you that my plan is very simple. Trying to improve the east side block by block by block. The last project was very successful. I know that this project will even be a greater success.
Questions?
You gotta tell us about the project.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Like
yeah.
Include technically who the applicant and developer is?
The applicant is Mount Aaron, and they're represented by Regen Development. And I don't know, Elliot, if you want to say a few words about Regen?
Sure.
Get back into the project.
Right. Good evening. Regen Advisors is a affordable housing development consultancy firm.
Say this name.
Elliot Reed. Sorry. Regen Advisors is an affordable housing development consulting firm that I founded 2.5 years ago. We're working with Pastor Jones to facilitate the development of this housing project on the east side of Buffalo, furthering his vision for the neighborhood. We have a combined 25 years experience between myself and my partner, James Cinetti, representing mostly nonprofit organizations such as the church in the development of affordable housing, both new construction, renovation, preservation of existing structures. We've worked in 16 states plus the District of Columbia during that time, and this is all we know how to do.
Thanks. Super. This is a view of the project from Genesee and Adams Street. And you can see this is Adams and this is Genesee Street here. Essentially, we're proposing a mix of brick and a masonry material below the windows. Again, we have a mansard roof that will screen rooftop units and any mechanical equipment, so none of that will be seen from the street. Back to the site plan quickly. The building is built right up to the property's edge, essentially. So we're really trying to respect the original character of Genesee Street. And as you turn and move down Gray Street, we prepared elevations for the townhomes. And the townhomes are sited in such a way that they essentially align with the average of the front setback that you find along Gray Street. And we envision more families in these units as opposed to seniors in the apartment buildings. So we're really taking this entire site, and the interior of the site will provide parking with access both to Gray Street and to Adams Street, as well as an additional group of townhomes that fronts the interior courtyard. So that's the basic overview right now.
So it's brick.
Can you talk about the townhome materials?
Yes, this is proposed as brick with essentially a wood or a 5-pound trim. We would have a masonry product here. It might not be brick, but it would be a masonry product that would act as a spandrel, if you will, with the windows. And essentially we have residential windows that will go in all of this. So we wanted to have the kind of feel that gives it real character for Genesee Street. There will be apartment units at the base of the building, but there will also be a community room and some other support spaces at the base of the building, so the street character will have larger apertures as well as an entryway, etc.
The townhomes?
The townhomes actually have a covered porch. And that was something that we noticed on a lot of the other homes that are on Gray Street and Adams Street. So we wanted to run with that characteristic. And essentially you'll be able to walk up. Every townhome has its individual entrance to the street. And again, we'll have brick with some hardy plank siding. So it'll be a mixture of those materials to give it some, to break up the monotony and give it some scale. Again, we want to have pitched roofs. We want to have variation on the street so it doesn't look so homogenous and fits in with in the scale of the street.
So Bill, are there any kind of step backs among these units, or is that one straight line that's broken up by the roof lines?
No, it's essentially one straight line, Cynthia. You can see on the site plan what undulates in and out are the porches. So the porches create that variation.
So this will require a couple some variances from the Zoning Board of Appeals, so this board will not be acting today.
That's correct. We will be going before the Zoning Board of Appeals at their next meeting.
What are the variances?
The building length along Genesee Street, I believe a rear yard setback, and then
There is technically an area variance because of the combination of lots, I believe.
I don't remember the two are the length along Genesee and the one of the rear yards. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Can you show us in each of the townhouse buildings how many units in each of those buildings?
Sure. This is a four-unit building here.
Okay.
We have four units here. And then I make it easier.